5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Bert Show.
I talked to Stacy yesterday afternoon because Bert asked me to put something together for him, and she was so happy to help.
You're talking about Bert's wife, right?
Yeah, Bert's wife, Stacy.
Well, this was your idea. This was not my idea.
I know. But
and I'm not even exactly sure what spawned it last week. I said something, and you were like, I can't believe you don't know that.
Well, I think we've all talked about it in the meeting, that, and you've admitted it, you're a little out of touch with everything.
Yeah, well, Stacy and I really kind of have an arrangement that I handle, you know, the professional side of our relationship. I make sure that the checks are coming, the ratings are okay, and she handles everything else.
But
everything.
But in the course of just being alive for, how old are you, 49?
37.
37 years in the course, I mean, that's a long time. So in the course of being on this earth for 37 years, there's just stuff you absorb. I mean, there's stuff Jessica takes care of around the house that I, you know, don't know, like I'm not involved in, that she handles, but I still know. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess I'm a little different in that. If I'm not involved in it, I just check out.
But can't you just, like
I'm very compartmentalized. Like, if I have anything to do with it, if I'm getting my hands dirty, then I'm invested. But if not, then I don't even sweat it. I try not to even think about it.
And I think that's how this came up in the meeting, because I'll give you a perfect example in my house. Like, Jessica just planted a bunch of, we just had our backyard done. We put, you know, all the sod down, and it looks all pretty now. And it's green. It used to just be a dirt backyard. So now it's green and stuff. And Jessica planted all these rose bushes along the fence that we have. Mm-hmm. And we have a tree that's going to go in the corner. And it's going to be nice. So she had a company come out, and they put little drip thingies that hook up to a timer to water all the stuff. I had zero to do with that, like nothing. Like, she did that all on her own. The rose bushes, everything are hers. But just from being in the same house as she is, I know where she bought the rose bushes. I know the name of the company that put the sprinkler system in. Like, I
wouldn't know any of that.
Yes. Yeah,
so. I would have absolutely no idea where she goes, what the roses are, where the place she goes to buy that stuff. I totally check out of that stuff.
So if your wife Stacy came home and was telling you about that stuff, she shares that information with you. It's just in one ear and out the other.
I'm listening to it, but I'm not absorbing it. Yeah.
Got it.
I mean, she could tell me that she went to whatever the name of that place is on Roswell Road.
The Pikes.
Pikes, there you go. But I don't retain any of that.
And some of that, I think the reason it came up is because some of that is important. Like, for example, if Jessica, you know, about once a year she goes and visits her mom out in Hawaii for like 2 weeks without me. And if I come home from work one day and there's water spewing out of the ground, like, I would just need to know to call the irrigation company who put in that little rosebush bubbler to have them fix it. And you would be...
I'd have to call Stacy in Hawaii.
Yeah.
At that point, I mean, there have been times when Stacy has left the city, like gone to visit friends in Washington D.C., and I'm in the middle of Midtown, and I don't know how to get to the highway, and I'd have to call her and go, "What road do I take to get to the highway?"
Well, you've done that with me in the car.
That's sad. I know.
Stacy, well, I've been to your house before because I had to stop by and pick something up for Bert's big adventure when you guys, when Stacy was going out of town and you were already out of town, so you were going to be coming back into town and she would still be gone for a week. I could not count the number of purple post-it notes telling Bert what to do around the house.
It's almost like it was wallpaper.
It was comical.
Yeah, it's
sad. Was really funny. It was like, "Bert, don't forget. This is the on button for the dishwasher."
Right. In the bathroom, it said, "Don't forget, wipe your butt."
One of the things when I talked to her yesterday, one of the things that she brought up is that if she got hit by a bus today and you had to leave the country for some reason, you couldn't get your passport because it's locked in the safe in your house that you don't know the combination of.
That is
absolutely the truth.
But
yeah, I hadn't even thought of that, actually.
Who would you call if she got hit by a bus and you had to go leave the country?
George Ann.
Yes, because Stacy's parents know the combination to Bert's safe.
Because if she told him, he wouldn't absorb it anyway.
Now, she's never told me to call her parents, but that's the first person that comes to mind is call her parents because they know everything.
Actually, she said her dad.
Her dad?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, like, another thing I remember is when Stacy was giving birth
this
to...
That's sad, isn't it?
Was giving birth to Hayden. Jessica and I went up to just a visit because she thought she was going to be in the hospital for a couple weeks because they put her on bed rest. So I think we loaned you guys a DVD player or something for the hospital.
The portable DVD player.
And when we brought it up, Stacy's dad happened to be there, and Stacy was showing her dad how to pay bills online because she didn't trust Bert.
I have no idea how to pay our bills online. I've never seen one of our bills in the house. Honestly, I've never seen my paycheck. I have no idea.
That is what fascinates me.
I have no idea what I make every 2 weeks.
Because even in my house, my mom paid the bills, and dad may not have seen the bills, but to not know your own paycheck is that is what fascinates
me.
No
idea. Like, I know what my yearly salary is. I just have no idea how much taxes are taken out. I don't necessarily know the bank that it goes to. Nothing.
Well, you just figure $11 an hour times 40 hours a week times
two. I mean, I could do the math.
And you're done. So I, with Stacy's help, have put together a quiz, and we all have some questions in this quiz.
Okay.
And these are just...
This is like sharks on chum right here.
Right.
They're starting to circle.
So we each have three questions for you, and I think we'll set the goal really low.
Okay.
Out of each of our three questions, your goal should at least be to get one question right from the three of us.
So three questions total.
Okay, so if I get three of the nine here, we will consider this successful.
33% is a passing grade for Bert.
Yes.
In the quiz of real life.
Let's do this.
You ready?
Go.
Bert.
Yes.
You're driving north on 400 and you just passed through the tolls.
Yeah.
Friend calls you and says, I'm at Garrison's and Vining's.
Yeah.
Then hangs up.
Uh-huh.
How do you get there?
I take 285 West.
And?
When I get on it, I call Stacy for the exit. What exit are you asking me?
Well, yeah. How far do you take it? You don't have to give me an exit number, but...
To Vining's, I would say it's probably about 10 minutes. And I would look for the exit that says Vining's, and then I know how to get to that Vining's Jubilee thing.
Okay.
And I think that's where the Garrison's is, right?
Perfect. I'll give him credit for that.
All right.
Good job.
Bring it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. I've got number two. Speaking of the tolls, you have a Georgia Cruise card in your car. How do you pay that bill?
I'm just going to be guessing here, but online.
Gets charged to your credit card every month.
Yeah, that's not right.
Okay, so I would have been wrong on that. But we don't have one of those.
You have one in Stacy's car.
No, we don't.
You don't?
Uh-uh.
I've asked you before, and you said you have.
I have. If not, we don't have one of those in there. You're very out of touch with what's going on in my life.
So you pay 50 cents every time you go through?
Every time, yeah.
Well, you don't get a point for that.
Okay. You get minus one for asking me about a cruise card I don't have.
All right, well, how about this one? Okay, you have a house. You own your home. Who holds your mortgage? Who's your mortgage provider?
Slow blink.
SunTrust.
Incorrect.
Bank of America.
Incorrect. Countrywide Mortgage.
And they're doing a great job, I'm sure.
You have 10 seconds to answer this question.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
Tell me your wife's birthday, your mom's birthday, Hayden's birthday, and your wedding anniversary. Ready?
Okay. Take them one at a time. Go ahead.
Your wife's birthday.
May 15th.
Your mom's birthday.
May 23rd.
Hayden's birthday.
September 26th.
And your wedding anniversary?
May 23rd.
All right.
So your mom and your wedding anniversary is the same day?
Yes. One is the 25th, I think, and one is the 23rd, isn't it?
Yeah, you got one of those wrong.
I got one of them wrong, yeah, because I always get the two mixed up. And I always have to quiz Stacy 2 weeks before my mom's birthday to ask her when my mom's birthday is, just so I know when our anniversary is.
You just ask it backwards?
Yeah.
I'll give you a half point for that.
Okay.
All right.
I'm feeling pretty good about things
You're doing really good.
Yeah.
You're doing very well. Okay.
I mean, the mortgage thing, that's a tough one.
That's a tough one right there.
Tough one. It's only the largest purchase I've ever made in my entire life.
Yeah, just the mortgage on your house. Okay, Bert, what is this tool used for? For everybody listening, I'm holding up a tool right now. Do you know what that tool is used for?
To prune.
To prune.
Is it
Bert
a pruner?
Thinks it's a pruner. It's a wire stripper.
Okay, a wire stripper. Damn you, Stacy.
Hey, how'd you know that one came from her?
Because she's asked me about tools before, and I have no idea. Like, one time we were working on a project, and she asked me to run downstairs and go get a tool, and I opened up the toolbox and realized I have no idea what she just asked me for.
Oh, well, that's good that we're talking about the toolbox, because I have yet another tool, and I wanted to know what this tool is called.
I know that one. I know that one. That one is. That one right there. Mm-hmm. God, as soon as you say an Allen wrench.
There you go.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
That's it. Yeah, impressive. Allen wrench.
All right. I went to the grocery store.
God, I feel like, remember the first George Bush when he went through the supermarket and he didn't know what the scanner was and the whole country came down on him?
Right.
I feel like that right now.
Here are the items that I got at the grocery store. I have a 100 fluid ounce bottle of Original Scent Tide laundry detergent.
Liquid Tide. Bring it.
32 loads, right?
What's that? 32? Yep, 32 uses. I've got a half gallon of 1% low fat milk.
This is like The Price is Right.
I got four items. I've got just a loaf of bread. I think this is wheat bread.
Right.
Loaf of bread. And I've got...
I was like, I know where he's going with this.
And I've got a box of 24 coated genuine bear aspirin regular size.
Okay.
I would like you... These were purchased at Kroger today.
What is that?
I would like you to please pick out the most and least expensive of the two items.
Most and least expensive. And if I get this right, I go to the showcase showdown.
Exactly.
Silence.
He is. It's just a shot in the dark.
Biting his lip, hands on his hips, really concentrating on this one.
Once again, half gallon of milk, 32 load bottle of Liquid Tide, a loaf of just bread, regular wheat bread, and... bear aspirin.
I'll go with the milk is cheapest and the detergent as most expensive.
Milk is least expensive?
Mm-hmm.
The detergent is most expensive?
Yes.
One of those two is right. Just like on The Price is Right. Would you like to make a change before the skier falls off the cliff?
The milk is
somebody's got to yodel now because of that skier's going up the cliff.
You're sure the milk is the cheapest?
Milk is the cheapest.
Okay. And which one do you think is most expensive? Aspirin, bread, or detergent?
I'll go with my original answer. I'm going to go with the Tide. No, you said one of two, so I'll go with the aspirin there. Yeah,
the aspirin?
Yeah.
You were better off with your first one. The Tide is the most expensive.
Okay.
And the bread is the least expensive.
Really?
But that's all right. I mean, he got it wrong, but I think it wasn't too bad.
Stacy does the shopping every week, so, I mean, I haven't seen the inside of a supermarket in who knows how long.
I don't think that's too bad.
Bread is always the cheapest.
Bread is always the cheapest.
But, I mean,
yeah.
Like 99 cents.
But okay. I think most husbands probably would get that wrong, to be honest with you.
This is actually a two-part question.
Yeah.
Forgot it.
Yeah.
I haven't had to do my own shopping. I mean, it's been 11 years probably. Stacy's taken care of it from day one.
I forgot about the second half of the question. Just roughly,
mm-hmm.
How much do you think each thing costs? Like, how much is 32-ounce bottle of Tide?
$6.59.
Okay. The milk?
The milk is about $1.60.
Okay. The bread?
About 99 cents.
Cheater. And the aspirin?
$3.59.
You actually did very good.
So, you did good.
Not that out of touch on that one.
You're off by about $1 on the Tide. The Tide's actually $7.50. You're off by 30 cents on the milk. It's $1.90, and you said $1.60. The bread was $1.30, and the bear was $3.30, and you said $3.60.
Yeah, I think
close.
You did good.
Yeah. About that?
And call Bob Barker.
You got another one?
Yeah. These items were purchased at Kroger. Other than a coupon, what could I have used to save money on the purchase?
Your boobs.
You're not supposed to guess. This is a bird quiz, honey. Bird.
All right. Do that one more time. One more again.
Other than a coupon, what could I have used to save money on these purchases at Kroger?
One of those Kroger cards. Kroger keychain card things.
Yeah, that's
that right.
It's a Kroger Plus card.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Birds.
Okay.
All right, last question. This is deals with here at the station, okay? What department does Von Honeycutt work in? What department does Von Honeycutt work in?
I know this dude. This is a guy that works in the accounting department.
Wow.
Yes, Vaughn, I know him. Tall, skinny dude.
There you go.
Yes. Feeling much better about things.
Shut
right
your
now.
Redneck hole. Shut your redneck hole. Now, if you come back in after Melissa does her news, we're going to have producer Tracy in here, and she'll tell you what aisle each of these items were in the grocery store.
The Bird Show.